Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly, now joined by a very special guest, UFC strawweight champion Mackenzie Dern. She'll be fighting Jillian Robertson this weekend at UFC 330 at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia. Mackenzie, thanks so much for hopping on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I'm super excited.
It's going to be awesome. Very excited for Saturday. Mackenzie, I got to ask you to start. How different does this feel? I mean, to be entering the fight as the champion, your first defense, how cool is that feeling going into the fight as the reigning champion?
Oh, it's so cool. It's such a different feeling. Just throughout all my camp, it was a different feeling. It was a very more like calm and just focused camp. You know, I think when you're trying to accomplish it, you have that little doubt in your mind that's always like, man, do I have what it takes to become a champion? You know, there's people that train and compete their whole lives and are going after that, and they never accomplish it. You know, it doesn't happen. So I think just taking that pressure off, you know, really let my trainings and my camp just kind of work on getting better and making sure that every time I go to defend my belt, I bring something new to the octagon, you know, because now everyone in the division is basically studying you and preparing to fight you, you know, and you just want to make sure that when they do fight you, you can have something new and that you're getting, you slowly start just filling in the cracks and there's no really opening for someone to come and beat you, you know. So I really was just such a different vibe during camp, fight week, you know, all of my face-offs and just everything with the belt on. My shoulders are kind of a little bit tired because the belt's pretty heavy and carrying it around all the time. But now that we're like 2 days, you know, weight cuts coming, and just getting a fight, now it's kind of just starting to feel like every other fight, you know, like, okay, it's go time, work, and defend my belt.
Yeah, Mackenzie, and I'm sure you get asked this question a lot, but I'm amazed by you guys on fight week. It seems exhausting. You're doing media, you're doing all these interviews. As you mentioned there, you got the weight cut. How hard is it to kind of manage all that stuff but still be focused on the task at hand on Saturday?
I mean, it can be a little bit difficult, but I've been doing like a lot of media since my entry in the UFC. I'm kind of used to it. But I mean, it is a little bit difficult, but the more you get doing it, the more you get used to your weight cut, the more you kind of can program everything. They did have the White House card, and that was pretty crazy for the fighters on that card. So I mean, every card is different just depending on where you are city wise and things like that. But being here in Philadelphia, you know, the Rocky Balboa is such an iconic city for fighting. It really is just getting you into the vibe of it. Actually, the media actually helps, you know, kind of starts all the questions, you know, my opponent, you know, talking a little bit, and then we start getting into that energy and it helps you kind of just lock in.
Yeah, and we'll talk some of the about the fight coming up, obviously, but you mentioned Philly there, and just what are your impressions of the city this week? How have you been enjoying your time, and how excited are you to get out there in front of the crowd on Saturday?
Oh my gosh! Okay, so it's an amazing city. The fans are great. I mean, I love being out here. But it's honestly, it's such a hard city to be cutting weight because there's so much good food. I've already lined up like 5 different restaurants I'm going to go after my weight cut, nice, after my fight, all on Sunday. I'm like, oh my gosh, what an amazing city, like food wise. And yeah, no, just the like I said, the Rocky Bubble, the vibe, the sports fans here, they're so great. So I'm really excited to have, I've never been here, so I'm excited to have my title defense. And I think me and Julian, we're both kind of, it's going to be a great fight for us to be fighting here in Philly. I think the fans are really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Mackenzie, I've been watching you for years, and the fight that I personally thought was really impressive was your performance against Angela Hill. Is there a point or a fight in your career where it all kind of clicked and you kind of felt like you were on the right track and really going from there?
The Angela Hill fight was actually one that I really like felt what it felt like, you know, just to kind of be all around, you know, with submissions, with ground and pound, with striking, cage work, all those different types of things. And I was able to kind of get all that experience in that match because it was a 5-rounder. But I did have one loss to Yun Xiao Nun that was before that. It was actually the fight right before Angela Hill. And that's really just kind of what made my mind transition from just like a jiu-jitsu girl trying to submit these girls and becoming like an MMA fighter and, you know, understanding the game of MMA, which is obviously a little bit different because we have judges, we have, you know, we have rounds. So we start back up on our feet again and just realizing that, okay, I need to be able to play this game. If I don't get the submission, how can I still win the fight, you know, and just pushing me to build all the other areas, making sure that I ground and pound and do damage before I attack the submission. So I make sure I don't, if worst case scenario, they are able to hold off until the round starts over again, at least I was able to win the round and do damage and make it. And you know what I mean? Just building on each round and working on that. So I think that's really what made, even though I got the loss in the fight before Angela Hill, I was attacking the submission so much, and when I saw that I still lost, and in my mind as a jiu-jitsu fighter, I won that fight. If we were like in a street fight, that would have been a win for me. But since we were in an MMA fight, like, you know, with an organization and fans and stuff like that, I lost. That really made that transition for me. And I think that's what helped me for my next fight against Angela Hill and just becoming a well-rounded champion that I am today.
Yeah, and you know,
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
But your striking has improved so much, and really under Jason Perillo, and I wanted to ask you about him. I mean, one of the best striking coaches in the game. How much has he kind of helped you evolve in that area?
Oh, so much. I mean, it's so comforting to know that I have a coach like Perillo. You know, I mean, he's had like 5 world champions and then, you know, multiple title defenses, title shots. He's had fighters that have done 2 divisions, champions. So like BJ Penn, Chris Cyborg, Bisping, now me. So it's just, you know, it's one thing to know, like, to be able to trust in him and how he's been able to, you know, help all these different, I mean, obviously me, BJ Penn, Michael Bisping, Chris Cyborg, we all have different styles. and how he's able to make us all comfortable in the fighting, in the fight game, and pass that, you know, pass the same message, get the same idea and the same concept to all of us in different ways, you know, because we all obviously learn differently and have different strengths. But then also to be able to just, like I said, being a champ, the camp was totally different, and just be able to be confident in how he drives our camps going forward and being prepared to have a long title reign and be ready for whoever comes. So he's an amazing coach.
Yeah, so you look ahead to this fight now, Mackenzie, taking on Jillian Robertson. Both of you guys have been in the game for a long time here. How do you see this fight? What advantages do you have, and how do you see this fight playing out on Saturday?
I'm super happy with this fight. Me being a grappler, obviously, and then Jillian being a grappler, this for me is a very exciting matchup. I'm like, yay, we'll be able to, like, you know, roll on the ground and really, really showcase jiu-jitsu scramble. I think that I know she was a 125er. She came down to 115. She adapted very, very well in the division. She has a good size frame. So she's able to kind of bully the girls a little bit with, you know, with her aggressiveness and just with their grappling and her pressure. But, you know, as a grappler, it's my hardest thing is always trying to find the person when they're like good at striking and good footwork and good at moving and, you know, just making it hard for them to keep them on the ground. So the fact that we're both going to be clashing and engaging in this fight, and we're both pretty mean when it comes to, you know, elbows and ground and pound and all these types of things. And she's super dangerous submissions. I know I can't get sloppy with my ground like I normally could get away with a normal striker. Really just made me train so much on my grappling this camp, which was really, 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 sweet. You know, it was very sweet to be able to focus on my grappling a lot. You know, it's like, I like those types of camps, you know, the body doesn't get as beat up. And, I think I'm looking for a submission, especially because we have like kind of, I mean, it's not even trash talk, but we have a little energy between us, a little yep. tension just from her having the most submissions and who doesn't like you, who doesn't like who first and this kind of thing. So definitely I'm looking for the submission in this matchup. And I think I'm going to be able to get in the fourth, fifth round.
Well, Mackenzie, we're very excited for it. Looking forward to your fight on Saturday. You know, the best of luck, and make sure you get a cheesesteak before you leave Philadelphia.
Oh, I will definitely. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WESHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.